makes a move over his winners. Winners walk away from him. Nice block. Out to Lawrence. Lawrence picks it up to Warwick on the left side. Now he throws it down inside to Zwimmer. Zwimmer doesn't have anything, so they throw it back to the top to Lawrence. Lawrence is going to wait. They're going to let some time run down here. 37 seconds to go. Nickel comes out to force him to do something here. And now they're going into a little bit of a stall, looking for the last shot. Every time I say that, they take a shot. 25 seconds to go. They throw it down inside to Zwimmer. Zwimmer goes up, and he's fouled from behind by Zaleski, and he was looking to a cutting back door, Chase Boker. Going to be the first foul for Cassidy on this half.
If they man up on this inbound.
And that's going to be Zaleski's first. They outlet it over to Gasho. Gasho feeds it to the inbounder. Nice play. Shot there by Warwick. No good. Short. Long rebound. Oh, Brody Lewis frames the three with 10 seconds to go. That was a nice back cross back outside. 34-25. 6 seconds to go. Cassidy with the ball. Swing it around the court. There's Zaleski. He feeds it over to Dennis for three, and Dennis made a nice attempt at that three for a big guy, but he couldn't get it to fall.
Right. I don't think he was what they wanted to happen, but they just couldn't find the right guy to get a three-point shot.
So the end of the third quarter, 34-25, Lakers with the lead. We'll be back right after these commercial messages.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's body shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the farm.
Can you believe it? Farm Cellular has been serving the farm area for 20 years. Now that's something to celebrate. To kick off Farm Cellular's 20th anniversary, you can now buy one cell phone and get a second one for only $20. For example, get the new Samsung Profile for $79 and get a second one for just
$20.
You can match from a great selection of cell phones. Not only that, you'll receive 20% off all the accessories for your new cell phone. Terms of service apply. So help us celebrate 20 years of dependable cellular service in the Thumb. See your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for all the details. And discover why, for the past 20 years, Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
Back here at Cassidy High School, Cassidy came out with the opening possession, had a close call there that we both should have been a foul call on, and it wasn't. Lakers with the ball, like a long three off by Brody Lawrence, no good, rebound chase down there by Zwimmer and Erwin are going to go to the floor together, and they're going to foul traveling on Lakers, or are we going to get a foul there?
I think it's a foul on Erwin. He pretty much laid a couple of guys out there.
Yep, you're right. It's going to be his first, team second. Inbound the ball over to Gasol on the right side. He dribble penetrates. He gets into the paint. And he's covered tightly there by Orban. Back up to the top to Warwick. Warwick's covered there by Ketter. Back over to Brody Lawrence at the half court. Now he tries to dribble and pulls up, but he's fouled from behind by Ketter.
Good foul.
Ketter thought Lawrence was going to bring that ball up a little bit higher, I think, and he went to swat it and hit him right over the shoulder. Ketter picks up his first, team's third.
Yeah, we're a minute ten into this, and we haven't had a score yet. They're being very, very patient.
34-25, 6:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Lakers with the ball. They inbound it to Gasho. Gasho swings it to the top to Lawrence. Boiler drives Saint. Throws it back out to Gasho. Back to the top, the key to Boker. Boker dribbles in, fakes the pass, gets a nice little jump and roll in the paint there. 36-25. Barney with the ball, throws it to the right side to Orban. Orban bounce pass inside to Erla. Erla goes up, works hard, nice work, but he just hit the rim.
Shots are so close.
I feel bad for Morgan tonight. He's had some nice moves to the back. He just cannot get the rim. Lawrence with the long three. He was wide open, no good. They didn't follow his shot. Easy rebound for Kidder. Pushes up the court to Barney. Barney goes up and has it stripped away.
Oh, boy.
And it's tripped away by Warwick, and Barney wasn't happy, and he got teed up for his comment there. And it's frustration foul. He had a good hustle down there, and he drew that technical foul, unfortunately for him. But frustration set in there.
I think they were going to call off screen, off the Laker team.
Right.
But it was obvious he was out of position. That should have been a call, but officials didn't see it that way. And
Barney's showing his teammates right now where he got whacked on his arm, and we can see where his arm's right there. He had a legit complaint, but he just shouldn't have voiced it the way he voiced it.
Again, we're right up above the play, so it's easy for us to see. So.
And Warwick makes the first one. That would be the technical one first. I guess only the technical. There wasn't a foul the other way. And the second shot's good. Lakers 38-25 there.
And so instead of just getting it out of bounds, it's maybe a four-point swing here instead.
Yep.
Not good.
You know, you feel fine, but yet, as coaches, we know that you've got to control your emotions, no matter how tough it is. And that's one of the things that you learn about playing sports. I mean, you get out in the real world, and now he comes back and he makes a great play there. Barney does.
Right.
Jumps the pass and steals it. Pushes up the court to Orban. Orban to Dunn. Dunn's going to drive it in and work his way down against Wimmer. He goes up off the glass, and he gets it to fall.
Great job.
That was a good job, but he got up off his feet to lay that in, which is great. Now that I was supposed to turn over, and they do. It's going to be a traveling call as Wimmer's going to get it under control.
Great intensity there by Cass City. They were all over the inbound. Got a turnover.
Cassidy inbounds it further, bench to Barney at the top. Barney swings it down low in the corner to Kettle. He lays it up in there to Dunnick. Dunnick wasn't expecting that. He was coming out to set a screen, but he works against Wimmer. Wimmer just couldn't hold himself to hold the ball and ended up getting the body. It was a nice play. And they got the and one. And Dunnick's working hard. Now he's getting off his feet and he's working. Before, he really wasn't that aggressive. He was just kind of shooting and not getting off his feet and not muscling up. But now he's muscling up. Much better half for Cass City. And he gets that one, no problem. Cuts for 8-8. This is insane. Can never count Cass City out. Now they got some emotion going, and that's great. Barney's right here. He's just licking his chops to pick Brody Lawrence's pocket here, and he drives him. He rides up the sideline, tries to get him from behind. He gets his Wimmer. Wimmer finds Volker open underneath. But Dunnick there, he took the ball away from Orban. And it was nice because Dunnick managed to Volker's right him up right behind Dunnick.
He's got three, so I would go right after Volker.
I sure would. Get it to Dunnick. Bodying him up right here, but the shot by Barney inside, no good. Dunnick kicks it back out to Barney from the free throw line, no good. Dunnick drops down another one. This time, Kroon gets the rebound. He dribbles out to safety and hands it off to Lowe. Ooh, that was exciting.
Yeah.
Underneath there.
There's some intensity.
Oh, nice pass by Lawrence between the legs there. Kettler jumped in the air and he bounced past it right through his leg.
Trying to trap.
And we'll be back. 38-30, Lakers with the lead. 4:40 to go in the fourth. We'll be back after this timeout.
If you think now that you're using your propane and you're not happy with your propane provider, you're stuck with the same company till spring, think again. Cooler Propane can switch out your tank this winter with very little interruption to your heating service. Maybe now's the time to step up to the local company and support our Thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Cooler Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
North Star Bank invites you to join in its 10th anniversary celebration going on now.
Hi, I'm Mary Zine. The staff at North Star Bank would like to thank our customers and friends for their support and patronage throughout the last 10 years.
I'm Dan Lukowski. To celebrate our 10th anniversary, North Star Bank is giving you a chance to be a millionaire for a day.